exciting is it for him to come back and play in front of the fans for the first time?
It's always great when you come back and play where, you know, a place that's yours. And I know he's excited about playing. Was teasing him a little bit about giving him a day off. I don't think he wants that, but there's always something a little bit added to that when you get to come home and, you know, play in your home state.
He seems like a guy that's pretty calm under any circumstance. You think there might be a little bit of an extra adrenaline with the hundreds of people from St. Clair watching him?
It just depends on how many people. I did not know it was hundreds. That's a lot of tickets that you have to give away, but it, you know, the first time you get to do this, it's special. So I think it's probably more adrenaline than anything else.
Omar Mazar, he's also returning and playing against a former club, but sometimes it's nice to come back and show a former team what you can do now.
Without a doubt. You know, we've seen that with Alfaro this year. We've seen it with, you know, anybody who's come up or played with a team for a period of time. It's always nice to come back and show them what they're missing.
As far as this outfield goes, for guys that haven't experienced it, what's the best way to try to learn it as quickly as possible?
It's big. So watch some video, make sure we get out here. We'll have some guys out here. I know we got in late yesterday, but to get to know the field a little bit is always important. There's certain nuances in every ballpark that play. Out there in right center field, get a little funky when it starts banging off that scoreboard and going in different directions. Really big in center field, so you know, one of the things we go over in our advanced meetings are where to play and make sure you get comfortable out here.
Sean Mahia has been outstanding with runners in scoring position all season long. What makes him so good in those situations? Is it just his internal calmness? Is it the repertoire or combination?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of those things. You know, he's not afraid to go after guys. You know, he'll show you fastball early on, certain situations where he needs to make a pitch or get an out. A lot of times it'll be something different. So, you know, he's learned that over the course of his career, and, you know, the numbers speak for themselves as far as when he gets guys on base, being able to get out of it.
Can you give us an injury update on a couple guys? First of all, Craig Stammen's in the clubhouse. So any update on how he's doing with his shoulder?
Yeah, not quite. I don't think we're where he's throwing yet, but it's nice to have him back. I mean, he's got a big presence in this clubhouse and, you know, has for a long period of time, so it's nice to have him back. What the timetable is, I'm not sure yet. You know, it's something that we knew probably take some time. We don't want to rush him at this point, but nice to have him. He's got a glove on his hand today. Are you throwing today, Craig? No. There you go. That's what I just told him. That's why I said that. I saw your glove. Not throwing.
Fernando, what's next for him?
You know, it's soft toss. It's kind of light overhand toss too. I think we're getting fairly close to where he can maybe even get in the cage and take some BP. You know, it's a day-to-day proposition, getting ahead of myself a little bit, but it feels like we're pushing forward every day.
Any update on Will?
Will's going to Tacoma. I don't know how many games he's going to play there. Might be a couple. We might see him when we get home. You know, just matter of fact, when he gets comfortable, he felt like he needed a few more at-bats too, so my guess is more likely to see him when we get home.
The knee seems to be responding well, though. Now it's more of a timing thing to play.
Yeah, I don't know that it's going to be perfect over the course of the season. You know, we're moving around. He's playing a little first base. We'll play him in the outfield too. I think first is taking a little bit off his plate as far as having to run around in the outfield, but you know, we're just looking forward to getting him back there. I know he feels comfortable in his at-bats. It's not bothering him there. It's not bothering him really running the bases either. So I just want to make sure he's prepared when he comes back.
I know you said taking a little off his plate, but why has he been playing first?
Well, it gives us some versatility, some flexibility around two, to where if I, you know, Cause gets a day off, we want to keep Luke in the DH role. It gives us the ability to play him at first base against the lefties too. So we're just trying to create a little bit more of a flexible and versatile roster. As you saw last night, I hit a catcher for an outfielder. Don't necessarily have to do that when Will's back. So we're trying to, you know, hopefully play with a roster where we can make a few more moves as we go along too.
I mean, he's through Saturday, right? Is there anything mapped out beyond that?
I'm not sure yet on what the next step is for him. So I think we're probably getting close to a rehab assignment, but I haven't been told that yet.